Algeria goes without saying that was far too close for comfort.
Far too close for comfort, and you know, fair play to both sets of players there. Both teams did what they needed to do to try and stay in the game and then go ahead and things. It got, you know, Donegal set out their stall and we knew they would, you know what I mean? They'd come out and stop us playing and try and hit us and break and things. And they done it very well in the first half, but, you know, Donegal were winning position and our lads fought back and got level, brought it to extra time. Then we were in the winning position and Donegal fought back. So I have to say, for under 17 lads, you know, it was great, but like every one of them.
Yeah, they really stifled you in the first half. You were playing with the wind and what, you trailed me a point at half time. Yeah. You couldn't have been happy.
No. But look, at the end of the day, you know, it was tough to play against that and Donegal hitting us in the break, you know, and then you're wondering, do you all push up or do you sit, you know, stop the breaks? And look, that was just it. Donegal played really well in the first half and started the second half, played really well. And
yeah. When the wind did five up, were you getting a bit worried?
Oh, we're surely. But, you know, you have to have confidence in these boys, you know. Then the game's not over till it's over, and we got 6 and then 7, and then Owen kicked a wonder score to get 8. And then we thought we could have pushed on and maybe one of it dropped to 45 short, you know. Got to extra time, and then we dominated extra time for 19 of the 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And Donegal again never gave up, got their goal, and forced penalties. And then it's a cruel way to lose, like, it's a really cruel way to lose.
Yeah. You made a couple of substitutions, brought in a couple of big men, you know, Sean Hughes and Niall McCarney, and they made a huge difference.
He made a huge difference, and, you know, I mean, that's one thing. Like, Sean was a starter for us and got hurt 10 minutes into the Cavan match and, you know, got back in for us. And look, that's what it takes. You don't win those games without a squad, you know what I mean? And thankfully, we brought in lads, and look, some days they'll go against you, but this today now, definitely, the lads definitely helped. And, look, man, I'm just relieved. I'm happy. I don't know what actually to say it is now. You know, just so proud.
Because
of them,
it was such a pressure game. Because the strange thing about it, there was no second chance for you.
No second chance. We, like, this is the thing. Like, we haven't made a fuss of it all week about, you know, that if we're beat today, right? Like, but, you know, that was no doubt playing a man's mind. And, you know, I suppose the thing with the back door, Donegal have had their knockout game last week as well. You know, they were beat by Derry and then had their straight knockout last week against Monaghan and done really well there. And, you know, this was our first real taste of it. And, you know, now, you know, we're facing a Derry team in Ulster final, and you know, you need to have that wee bit of a buffer again of a back door. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
Test like that tonight be a good preparation for an Ulster final?
Well, I would prefer it if not to have had it. Mm. I'd prefer not to have that, but no, look, if we're over at the bumps, and you know, it's going to take a lot of time to recover, and we have 8 days to recover, like, so it's going to be a lot of recovery rubs and physios and all this week to try and get us ready for it. But look, it's a wonderful occasion. Like, fair play to Ulster Council. Like, you see, you know, to put the minor match in front of the seniors in a packed out Clonus is fair play to Ulster Council. And look, we're going to look forward to it.